أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you are well aware that in the previous lecture and lesson, we talked about the reasons and the arguments. Those arguments and reasons were offered, were presented to you to prove the existence of life hereafter. You know that since life hereafter is not of those things that our experimental knowledge should conceive and should grasp and should have access to, it is hard for some of the people to believe in life hereafter. So they find it hard to believe in details of the life hereafter. So Islamically talking, it is a must that we have to confirm and we have to acknowledge the existence of life hereafter. Though sometimes there might be some disagreements, there might be some challenging concepts and theories about the details of the life hereafter. But what matters most, that is the existence of life hereafter and those beneficial points behind the belief in life hereafter. Today, by the grace and will of Almighty Allah, we are going to respond some of the most significant doubts that have been raised on the existence of life hereafter. Though in the previous lecture, we said that there are two traditional and rational reasons to prove the existence of life hereafter. But we preferred that we have to resort to the traditional and scriptural reasons rather than the rational ones, because sometimes our intellect cannot have access and cannot fully understand those important points which are related to the life hereafter. Sometimes our rational understanding cannot indeed reach to the depth of the matter. But there are various and there are host of traditions which prove the existence of life hereafter in those chastisement that the disbelievers will be facing with in those paradise in the blessings that Almighty Allah would give to the believers. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, today, God willing, we are going to address the most important and significant doubts that have been raised against the life hereafter. And you know that most of these doubts address the physical resurrection. There are very few and less doubts about the spiritual resurrection. But there are ample and there are a host of doubts about the physical resurrection. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, one of the most important insignificant doubts that have raised or that have been raised against the physical resurrection of the human beings and the rest of the creatures is that when you die or when you, there when you do not exist, then you are nothing. So to bring nothing into existence, that is impossible. So the philosophers have deduced and have induced a philosophical maxim, and that is called istihalatu i'adati ma'adum, meaning that it is impossible that you have to bring back non-existent. When something is non-existent, so it is impossible to bring it back. Why? Because when there are nothing, when something is destroyed totally, when something is annihilated totally, when something is ruined totally, then you cannot bring it back, and you cannot give it the same form that it has had. So rationally and philosophically, they believe that it is impossible that when something is ruined totally, you have to bring it back. So let me explain some of the key concepts and words that have been used in this philosophical and rational maxim. First is i'ada. I'ada means to bring it back, like these renewable or retrievable energies. So to bring it back, it is called i'ada. Another key word that we have in this maxim, that is ma'adum. Ma'adum means nothing. They believe that when one dies, when one's life span expires, he is dead. Then you cannot bring him back in the very condition that he has died. So according to them, the question is, or the doubt is, the problem is, that it is impossible, rationally and philosophically talking, it is impossible that something should be returned back when it is changed to nothing. So nothing cannot be put into existence. That is a philosophical maxim according to them. So we clarified, we explained these two important key words. First, i'ada, and the second is ma'adum. Another key concept that it needs to be explained, that is i'dam. I'dam means annihilation, total ruin, total destruction, total deformation. So from this, it can be conceived that sometimes i'dam means deconstruction or decomposition when the things are deformed. That is also called annihilation or total ruin. For example, when you make windows and doors from the wood, the wood's form changes. And it is called also i'dam. It means the reconfiguration of the shapes and forms, it is also called i'dam. So in this discussion that we have, the problem that the philosophers have raised on physical resurrection of the human beings, they believe that. How is it possible that Almighty Allah should resurrect me or a human while having or considering all his characteristics? Those characteristics that they cannot be retrieved, they cannot be renewed. How is it possible that, for example, Almighty Allah should resurrect a person called, for example, Ali or Hassan or Khalid, for example? Almighty Allah should resurrect him, while the characteristics he has, that is not the very characteristics he had during committing sins. How is it possible that Almighty Allah should give chastisement to his body while he does not have the very body in the resurrection day? This is the problem that they raise. So due to this problem, due to the passage of time and place, they say, we have to interpret those verses which are dealing with our resurrection to what we have to interpret. We have to interpret them with spiritual resurrection. It means that our spirit would be resurrected in the life hereafter, not our body, not our physic. We will not have physical resurrection. Rather, we would have a spiritual resurrection. So this doubt is an important doubt, that how is it possible that when something is ruined totally, how is it possible that the very ruined thing should be once again put back in its place? How is it possible? So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the response we offer and we can give for them is that what is impossible, that is, to bring back the existence with all its special characteristics. But if you bring back the existence without considering those special characteristics, I mean S-P-A-T-I-A-L, without considering these, again, the things can be brought back. The things can be resurrected. There is no impossibility or there is no improbability in this respect. That, for example, a person should be resurrected, though he should be devoid of his special characteristics. Again, it can be called as resurrection. There is no doubt in this. What matters most in this respect, that is the continuity of one's personality. And we believe that this objective can be met if we believe in a spirit. For the human being's existence depends and rely on their spirit, not on their physic, not on their body, not on their flesh. The continuity of everyone's personality is related to one's spirit and soul, not to one's fleshly body or to one's physical body or one's corporeal body. If we consider, if we observe this very, very important point, we can solve this problem. Briefly talking, we say that, yes, bringing back the things with all his special existence, that seems impossible. But Almighty Allah resurrects the human beings without those marginal and secondary characteristics. For example, according to them, they say, on Sunday, it is impossible to resurrect Ali of Friday or Ali of Thursday, because Ali, in the format, in the framework of Thursday, he was a special person. He was a particular person. On Sunday, Ali has changed. Ali's body has changed. Ali's flesh has grown up. Or Ali has lost some of his, for example, color or this and that. How is it possible that you have to resurrect the very Ali of Friday and Sunday, on Sunday or on Wednesday, for example? But we believe that leaving aside some marginal, some secondary special characteristics, Almighty Allah can resurrect Ali, because the continuity of his personality is closely related to his spirit, to his soul, His personality is in debt of his soul, not in his being on Sunday, on Monday, on Thursday. Though his flesh changes, his flesh alters, his body alters and faces many alterations. But again, his personality does not change. So Almighty Allah would either reward or punish the very core personality of Ali, and that is his soul, that is his spirit. Again, Almighty Allah is able to create the one who resembles Ali in the life hereafter. And that body would be rewarded, that body would be punished. There is no problem in this. It means there is no problem in physical resurrection. Because the most important point is that Almighty Allah observes the core issue, and that is the spirit. And secondly, this physical body can be resurrected, either the very, very physical body he had in this world or a like of that. Dear listeners, the second response that we can give is that resurrection in the life hereafter is consist of two aspects: the physical or corporeal aspect and the spiritual aspect. So what constitutes the most important part of this resurrection, that is the spiritual aspect, not the corporeal or physical aspect. Because soul and spirit of everyone is the most important constituent that can test either reward or the punishment. Flesh or body without soul cannot have any sense, cannot have any test. It cannot test. It is soul, it is a spirit that can test, that can have test. So, respectable audience, the most important part of the topic is spirit. Everyone's personality is in debt of his spirit, not his body, not his fleshly, we can say, physique. Moreover, when we are talking about spirit and soul, spirit and soul cannot be ruined, cannot be demolished, cannot be abolished, cannot be decomposed. Spirit and soul is of those spiritual phenomena that can never ever be annihilated. When Almighty Allah creates, by the will of Almighty Allah, it is life continues. It does not stop being alive even after we die. Yes, after our death, our fleshly body, our physical and corporeal body cannot function, cannot work. But our spirit continues working. Our spirit does not stop working. It goes on and on and on. It does not stop. In another word, this problem, this philosophical and rational problem that some of the philosophers have raised against the physical resurrection, it has nothing to do with physical and spiritual resurrection. Because spirit and soul is not something to be ruined. It is impossible. It is like a transmission or a transition from one world to another world. It is like that of the baby who is in his mother womb. You know that when a baby is in his genetic life in his mother womb, so it is impossible to say that a baby dies and then enters the world. No, it is a continuous lifespan. It is a continuous stream of life that he has been living in his mother womb. And then when he is given birth or when he is born, he enters a new life. When we are in this world, we are like that of a baby who is in his mother womb. When we die, that is similar to that of the delivery that her mother gives. When he enters the world, it is as we have entered the life hereafter. So this process resembles one another. Some of the scholars believe and are of the view that this doubt and problem has nothing to do with physical resurrection. Because with our death, we are not ruined so that once again we should be revived. With death, we transfer from this world to another world. With death, we are going to have a transition process from this world to another world, like that of a baby who comes from a world of womb to another world, to this world. So it matters most that we have to be precise in this respect. And this philosophical and rational doubt is not very much up to the mark. Because once again, I emphasize that with death, our soul, our spirit, our personality will not be ruined. So that it should be needed, that should be revived, and the philosophical problem should be raised. No. Philosophical problem is on the place where one thing should be ruined totally, and then it is impossible to bring it back the same as it was. We believe that with death, the people will not be ruined completely. It is a transition process, the same as that of a baby that comes from his mother womb. We are going to have this transition process or transitional, we can say, period. So with this, it cannot be applied istihalatu i'adati ma'adum. That is all. Dear listeners and respectable audience, the third response that we can give for this philosophical and rational problem that is called istihalatu i'adati ma'adum is this, that these doubts would be suitable and would be appropriate on condition that something should be totally destroyed, should be totally decomposed, and should be totally annihilated, and should be changed to nothing. But if something experiences evolution, then it is not. It cannot be called annihilation. Rather, it is evolution. And there is a big difference between evolution and annihilation. Between evolution or perfection and that of decomposition. With death, we experience evolution, not annihilation. If we believe that death means evolution, not destruction, not total annihilation, this problem again can be responded. Even the Holy Quran has also a very special look at death. Almighty Allah has never ever termed death as destruction, annihilation, or decomposition. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, today's topic was one of the most difficult topics we have presented for you because it was extremely related to those philosophical and rational understanding and premises. If we could not grasp those premises and those suppositions that we made, a bit it will be difficult to digest. But inshallah, may Almighty Allah bless us all, that we have to understand all these concepts and then would be resurrected beside our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, and be given a happier life and eternal life. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.